The secret, scary world of children being groomed, abused and radicalised online was the subject of a short video shown at the press conference on Monday. It featured seven boys and girls, from toddlers to teens, talking about how easy it is to fall prey to internet paedophiles, traffickers, bullies or recruiters for extremist organisations. It was a sobering start to this World Congress, which brings together top researchers, government representatives, law enforcement officials, software specialists, NGOs and religious leaders. The Congress has been put together by a UK-based global alliance called We Protect and by Telefono Azzurro, the first Italian helpline for children at risk. The goal is to come up with a joint action plan to be presented to Pope Francis as he meets participants at the end of this four-day international encounter. Online abuse is a global problem, and the Congress has drawn delegates from countries across the world, including China, Russia, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. But as Father Hans Solner, head of the Gregorian Centre for Child Protection, pointed out, in too many countries, the problem of abuse is still a taboo that is not openly talked about.
This is everywhere, and the risks are everywhere. Although in many parts of the world, and I would dare say 75% of countries in this world, the issue of sexual abuse, physical abuse and online abuse of children has not reached the level of discussion and of attention and of awareness like in the Anglo and the Central European countries.
Almost 6 years ago, the Gregorian Centre hosted the first ever global conference on sexual abuse by priests and religious, with church leaders, psychologists, sociologists and victims of abuse attempting to draw up some best practices to protect children and vulnerable adults. Since then, Father Hans and his team have been travelling the globe, listening, learning and training others in different aspects of prevention, protection of victims and prosecution of perpetrators. That's why the organisers of this World Congress believe the Pontifical University offers a unique platform to encourage a more interdisciplinary approach to the problem. And that's more urgent than ever before, with over 3 billion internet users globally, many of them increasingly young children, spending hours of their day with unrestricted internet access. Organisers hope this Congress will bring a new awareness and mark the start of a new global leadership committed to keeping children safer online. From the Gregorian University, I'm Philippa Hitchin.